Hello.
I can speak to Gene Cotton, please.
Gosman.
Michael, we're for MMA Legal, a law firm helping with
Gene. Dean! Come here. Guy Fiend, Amy.
Hello?
Hi, Gene. My name's Michael. I'm from MMA Legal. You okay?
Yeah, fine.
Gene, do you have a quick 5 minutes so I can go over your case with you a sec before I progress it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you okay to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. As I said before, Gene, my name's Michael. I'm an investigator at MMA Legal. Just to let you know, Gene, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
It's my role, Gene, is just to get to know you, get familiarized with your case, and then
go
out and get the evidence. The reason for the call today, Gene, is that I don't want to drag you over the old statements you've given me. I don't need to do that at this point. My role today in this call today is to find out how your time in care has impacted you as an adult, whether that be, for the likes of depression, anxiety. Mental health issues, drugs, alcohol.
All my life, I came out of care. I'm just about on the straight and narrow, and I wouldn't say I'm 100%, but I'm on depressant tablets every night and that.
Okay. On the straight and narrow. Okay. You still have to bear with me, Gene. I'm not the quickest on the typing.
Yeah.
Now, clients are on antidepressants.
When I came out of care, I went straight to drink, basically.
Yeah.
Alcohol and that, yeah.
No, I'm so sorry. Clients also have issues with alcohol.
I'm sober now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Well done. Does your GP know about your issues with alcohol? Obviously, they know about your depression.
Yeah. I think some doctors will. I don't know if it'll be the one I'm positive. It's all on the notes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Gene, with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP.
And ask for the CD.
I'm going to get everything here. I'm going to get absolutely everything. What we can then do, Gene, is obviously we can tie that back to the trauma of your time in care. So your mental health issues and your issues with alcohol. All stems obviously from what's happened to you in the past. So all I'm trying to do is substantiate your claim, making sure that gives you the best chance of getting the most amount of A, recognition, probably most importantly, and B, financial compensation, Gene. So that's my job for the next 6 to 8 months is to gather your information for you.
Not a problem.
I am going to ask you a tough question, Gene, and I'll be doing you a disservice if I don't ask you it, so I apologise in advance, but have you ever tried to take your own life?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay.
Self-harmed for a lot of years and that, nothing too serious, but like I've got burn marks on my arms and that, cut marks and that, but...
No, sorry.
I've not done anything like that for a long time.
Oh, amazing. Well done. The suicide attempts, Gene, did any of them result in hospitalisation?
No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, it's never hospitalised. Okay. So if it's okay with you, with your full blessing, I'm going to write to your GP, Gene. I'm going to gather all your medical records. Can I just take your GP's details?
The GP is Bonnybridge Medical Centre. Is it Lambert Road? Bonnybridge.
As in B-O-N-N-I-E?
B-O-N-N-Y Bridge.
Okay.
I'm not good at spelling, very good.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Bonnybridge.
Medical
Centre.
I don't need the address, I'll find it. Is that in Falkirk, is it?
It's in Bonnybridge.
Bonnybridge, okay.
No, maybe come under Bonnie Bank.
Okay, I'll find it. No problem. So once I've got your medical records, I'll also be writing to your local authorities and social services in the areas where you were in care. Once I get that information, Gene, do you want me to share it with you?
If you want.
It's your story. It can either help you or it may go the other way. It's entirely up to you. I you know, that's why I ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fine, yeah.
Okay. Records. Okay. So once we do that, I'll get all of that information together. I'll come back to you. Me and you will go through all of that information together.
Yeah, okay.
And see yet, Gene. I'm not sure, dependent on my schedule.
Right.
But we'll go right through every care setting, make sure that we've got all of your statements. As correct as you want them.
I was in three different homes, places.
Readings Hall, Parkview, and Ballincraig.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So we'll go through all of them care settings. That's going to be a tough call, Gene. We'll do it in one call, two calls,
I don't think it's not as hard now.
Okay.
Like, again, talking about it and that, but it's understanding what was the reason, again, why.
Yeah, well, the
again,
one
that
thing
was
that
just one of the things.
Gene, it was never your fault.
I would say there was.
Yeah, you didn't go to these places on, you didn't.
Oh, I never had a choice.
That's what I'm saying. So whatever. From that decision onwards, is out of your hands, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was.
Okay. So once we get all that information together, once we obviously go through your statements together, we'll do what's called the final submission to Scottish Redress. From there, we'll get a panel date, Gene. That's where a group of individuals will judge our case. Then from there, hopefully, we'll get an offer and some recognition of what's happened to you.
Right. Will I get any letters kind of stating anything or not?
I will. What do you mean?
Like a letter saying that I've won a case or anything like that for...
No, yeah, you'll get everything in writing, emails, the offer will come direct to you.
Right.
So I see how there's a...
Have you just thought, is there anything, saying that I'm mentally traumatised by this and that, again, so I can use that as kind of support on things like for reading and writing and that, because I'm no good at reading and writing, and I get the fact, I think, that people didn't believe me.
Yeah, no.
And I've no good at, again, actually in writing to say that I have got problems and that.
We can get you all the support that you need. We can write letters for you on your behalf, we, your law firm. Our lawyers, Matt Bell, a senior lawyer, we can write letters in support of whatever you need. If you need our support before the end of this case, then just let us know and we'll get it to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, do you have any questions for me, Gene?
No.
Okay. Just, I need to go back a step with you, Gene, just obviously because of the sensitivity nature of these cases. I just need you to fully understand our fees and what other options are out there before I get on and start. You are allowed to, you can actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. That would obviously entail you gathering your own evidence or not, depending on how you want to do that. And then obviously it's a case of then trusting the Scottish Government to pay you a fair compensation package. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that won't charge you any fees. They get paid direct by the Scottish Government. They're part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. And they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw. Legally, I can't comment on that, them law firms' practices and what they do, and probably more importantly, what they don't do for you.
Yeah.
Also, I can tell you is that we rejected that scheme. We don't get paid by the Scottish Government. We don't want it. We don't want a handout.
Yeah.
Turn into a joint venture with you, i.e. no win, no fee, in which if you win, we win. If we're not
I already made, I think, the documents for that the other week there.
This is where I'm going.
To make sure.
Yeah. Our fees are capped at 20%, including VAT. So what that means is no matter how much time we spend on your case, Gene, we'll never charge you more than the 20% inclusive of VAT. We may charge you less, depending on how much time we spend on your case, but we will never ever charge you more than 20%. Also,
it doesn't, it isn't a problem to me because I've no had nothing, so anything.
I just need to make sure and confirm that you understand them, that's all, Gene.
I understand everything you're saying.
Perfect. One last piece, Gene, is we'll never put you in any sort of financial duress. What that means is if we're unsuccessful, we will not charge you a penny for our time.
Yeah.
That will be covered by our insurance policy. So it's a genuine no win, no fee. So don't worry, stressed and thinking, oh, they might charge us. I promise you we won't. And you've already had that in writing on the agreement that you signed with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand those three options, Gene?
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, very.
Perfect, excellent. What I'll do, Gene, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my details. I'll touch base, I'll call you every month just to let you know how I'm getting on, check in with you, see how you are, and let you know how I'm progressing with your case. But it'll be me from now on, Gene, who runs your case right through to the end. So if you save this number... my name's
Michael. Right, I'll save it as soon as I come off. Michael, your name is it?
Yeah, please, Gene. If you need anything, give me a call. And I work for you, Gene, so I'll always be here for you.
Right, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you.
Thank you.
So brave in talking to me. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye. Bye.